I'm Rochelle O'Driscoll, and you are listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR Reno Public Radio. Today on Health Watch, we will be talking about student service learning opportunities in health with Gerald Dermid Gray, who is the Coordinator of Community Relations and Field Studies for the School of Community Health Sciences at the University of Nevada, Reno. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Gerald, your primary responsibility with the School of Community Health Sciences is to place students in community organizations as part of their required coursework to experience service learning projects in the field. Can you first tell us, what is service learning?
It's a great question, Rochelle. Many people don't realize the full aspects of service learning and all of the components of service learning. So within a service learning model or within a service learning experience, there are three core elements, and those core elements are knowledge, action, and reflection. Within a knowledge component, the students are prepared in the classroom with the knowledge that they need to succeed in the field. Within the action component, or the second component, this is where community-based organizations contact us and display a community need or community project they've always wanted to work on that they just don't have the staffing nor the manpower to undertake. And so in the action, the students actually go to those community-based organizations and take the knowledge that they've learned in the classroom and put it into action, working on those projects that the community organizations would like them to. The third component, which is really essential and often missed in service learning opportunities, is reflection. And within the reflection component, students take their knowledge and take their action that they're undertaking and reflect upon their experience and really see how it's going to help them both in their future careers, as well as helping the organizations that they are serving.
So how is this different from an internship?
So traditionally, an internship exists where a student has an requirement for coursework, where they go out into the field and they find a nonprofit agency or someone that they know, and they say, I have this requirement. I have to do 100 hours in the field. Our requirement is 100 hours in the field. And a lot of times it's not based on an agency need, but more based upon students going out into the field and asking for an opportunity. The way that service learning kind of flips that around is that service learning sees the nonprofit organizations or the community-based organizations as a key player in this relationship, where they develop what their specific need is and contact us, and then we post it for the students, and I am the service learning matchmaker that matches these opportunities with the students that meet their criteria and have the knowledge background.
Well, I know this is a requirement for the students, and they get credit for this. Are the students paid?
So at our undergraduate level, we have a course, a service learning designated course, our field studies in public health, which is our culminating experience for our students in a service learning course. At this level, for the 100-hour unpaid internship each semester, the students undertake these roles in the community, but they're not compensated for it. We also have service learning opportunities at the master's level, so within our Master's of Public Health program. And more likely, these students at the master's level are paid as part of their service learning experience because they're coming with a stronger base of knowledge and a stronger foundation.
So what are some of the projects that the students have done? And, you know, what are some of the organizations that have participated in these efforts?
Much like public health is very diverse, our service learning opportunities are very diverse, and the student experiences range from everything related to physical therapy, athletic training, health education and promotion, health communication. So just to give you a few examples of the project students are currently working on, we currently have a student engaging in a service learning opportunity with the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And what that student is doing with the Susan G. Komen Foundation is creating a community profile. And what a community profile is a needs assessment where the student is doing community-based surveys, community-based focus groups, and compiling the information to really guide the efforts and activities of the Susan G. Komen Foundation in the community within the next few years. Just to give you an example of another opportunity that the students are engaging in this semester, students have worked with the Northern Nevada Outreach Team and Northern Nevada Hopes, working on a syringe services program. And what they did in the Syringe Services Project is work with these community-based organizations to advocate and mobilize the community to promote and make available in Nevada Syringe Services Program or Syringe Exchange Program that then informed the legislation, allowed our legislation to change at the state level, and now we have a Syringe Access Program up and running at Northern Nevada Hopes.
And you're listening to Health Watch from Beyond the Headlines. I'm Rochelle O'Driscoll talking with Gerald Dermod Gray about service learning opportunities for university students. Now, how many students are placed each year?
So at the undergraduate level, primarily for this field studies and public health class, we have about 190 students placed each year. At our graduate level, we range anywhere from 25 to 30 students each year. And those are just the courses that are designated full service learning courses. We also have additional coursework within the School of Community Health Sciences that require a service learning component within the courses. So these are usually upper division classes where the students spend about a fourth of their coursework out in the community doing these community-based projects that the agencies had asked us for.
Well, in addition to obviously our local community, are there opportunities for our students to study internationally? I know global health is a big interest of many of our health students.
Definitely. In recent years, we're able to expand our global efforts. So previously, within our Capstone World Health class, we had a service learning component that the students were able to partner with different international non-governmental organizations and work on small-scale projects. But we've since expanded that, and we have three active projects going on throughout the world, one in Kenya, one in Bangladesh, and we recently got back from Turkey.
Well, tell us a little bit more about those experiences.
So in our most recent experience of the students going to Turkey, they engaged in a service learning project as student health ambassadors to Turkey. They met with Turkish-based non-governmental organizations and learned about the different policy issues related to public health in Turkey. They then did a comparison between the Turkish model and the U.S.-based model, and based on best practices and evidence-based interventions learned in Turkey, wrote policy briefs and made recommendations to the U.S. government on best practices and opportunities for further implementation of innovative models.
Now, are these courses only available to community health sciences majors, or can any university student enroll in these study abroad opportunities?
We designed these programs particularly flexible and open so that any major can participate in these opportunities. We see these opportunities as not only diverse, not only giving students international experiences, but also realizing that public health is interdisciplinary, and so students from other majors have been very successful in our international programs.
I know you mentioned the recent trip to Turkey. What were some of the other projects in the other countries that the students participated in?
So our other two active projects are Bangladesh, and each winter students go to Bangladesh, and they work with Dr. Jeff Engerman on an arsenic project in Bangladesh. So the students take water samples within Bangladesh and test it for arsenic levels, as well as look at the exposure effects upon the population and do some community-based interviewing for arsenic exposure. The second active project that we also do in winter is our Kenya-based project. Our Kenya-based project students are part of a global health and female empowerment program. They go over to Kenya and they spend some time in an HIV orphanage and do some health education and promotion activities in an HIV orphanage. Then they travel up to northern rural tribal Kenya and work with the Samburu Girls Foundation. At the Samburu Girls Foundation, they work on health education, health communications, and promotion projects related to female genital mutilation, child marriage, and beating practices that the organization hopes to eliminate.
Well, with 800 students who are community health sciences majors, I'm sure you need a variety of community partners to provide these opportunities. So if an organization is interested in providing a service learning opportunity, who and how should they contact you?
So we are always looking for more organizations and partners to provide these important opportunities and mentorships for our students. And anyone that is interested is able and invited to contact me. I can be reached via email at gdermid@unr.edu. And again, that's gdermid@unr.edu. Or they can give me a phone call at 682-7096.
Well, thank you very much, Gerald, for sharing your information today about service learning projects that university students have the opportunity to learn and participate in through the School of Community Health Sciences.
Thank you for having me.
Gerald Dermid Gray is the coordinator of community relations and field studies for the School of Community Health Sciences at the University of Nevada, Reno.